the wagon wheel, Chris?
Well, children, large and small and in between. I'm sitting out in the front patio this morning. Temperature is a little over 90. The time is 11 o'clock. And grandmother and I have been up since about 4:30 or quarter of 5 this morning. And took the long drive to Reserve. Left a little after 6 and went to 7 o'clock Mass. Made a stop at Hillman's on the way back and picked up some milk and Sunday paper and a few things like that. And home. It's been terribly warm and very, very humid. I think with our 90 degree plus temperature at this moment, our humidity is close to 90% also. So the comfort zone is absent this morning. Ruth is in the kitchen doing a little sewing on one of her projects. She's boiled some potatoes and will soon peel them, and has some hard-boiled eggs to add to them to make potato salad. And sometime later on today we'll have potato salad and something else. I'm not quite sure whether it's going to be smoky links or wieners or something. Had a quiet evening last night, Saturday evening. We watched the Vikings on TV and we're happy to see them win the game with the Cowboys. I understand that Green Bay wasn't quite that lucky, though, with the Bengals.
Yeah.
Should have prefaced all this with the date. This is Sunday, August 24th. And I've chided Buffy, I believe, in the past for taping without dates, and I better watch myself. Kind of address the next little portion of this to those two old friends of mine that spent quite a number of weeks with me this summer. Old Tim and Brad. Wanted to be sure and tell them that the lake is way down now. Bill's Bar is standing out, and we have about 15 foot of sand at the boat landing, and that's a heck of a chore to dig bog out of and rake every other day or so. Kind of wish the boys were here. The canoe and the green boat, I've moved out the cement block and also the pipe that holds them, and I've moved it twice since you've left, Tim. And right now both the canoe and the green boat are on the sand, and the big boats have very little of the back of them in the water, although they're tied at the very end of the dock. No luck fishing. We fished a couple of nights last week, a few perch and some little crappies, and did raise one muskie though. So it wasn't all lost, even though we didn't get the fish. Well, fellas, I rake the back gravel every day, taking your chore over. And it seems to be getting well packed down. I think we've had enough heavy rains now to really get it done. And Tim, I've been splitting some wood. I've got a pretty good pile started. And as I might have mentioned in one of my phone calls, I've got the front of the garage painted, and the case of paint from the Graham Paint Company in Chicago arrived the other day, so now I'm going to start the rest of the garage as soon as our humidity and tremendous heat and some of this wet rain stop. Tim, I've been reading The Last Civilization. I wondered if you wanted that back. I know we talked about it a few times when you were up here, and I said I'd get it out, but gosh, I never did. So the other day I ran across it and reviewed it, and I've got it in a place now that's easy to find. Men mentioned too, there's no more bats in the house. Got lots of bat dirt each morning out in the backyard, and I have to take a hose to the sidewalk. And I did shoot a few clusters of them. I'm sure you fellas remember that from last year. There were a few cold mornings we had when it got down to 32, 33, and 36. I had clusters of them up there in the eaves and the outside of the house, and took the old BB gun and give him a bang. Most a chipmunk running around here with quite a lump on his back. Looks like someone shot him with a BB also and kind of grew over. Tim, the Belisanti boy was a real nice kid. He's 11. fairly tall for his age. And I think you would really have enjoyed having him up here. He's a pretty good fellow to be around. Might mention also, Tim, that somebody stole that big sign down there that you brought up, the road closed sign. So, I don't know who took that. It's missing. And I'm going to miss it this year, too. Bradley, Graham, and I went to the fair the other day and had a pretty good time. Kind of wish you were along so we could have looked at some of those rabbits and chickens and so on together. And I sure miss my car washing helper with the wheels. That was your job, Brad, and gosh, it's kind of hard for old Grandpa to get down that far. I'm going to see George Johnson about beer cans for you. I haven't had a chance since we talked the other night. But we'll see what he has in his supply over there, and maybe we can get some of those together that you're looking for. Most of the people up here drink out of returnable bottles, though, so it's not going to be easy. Wanted to tell you, too, Brad, that all the wasps are gone out of the holes out there in the near the picnic table. I think the weather got so darn dry, they just left. So, you wouldn't have to worry about those if you were up here. We were over to Joe Belisandi's the other night, Brad, and we had a big pasta dinner. And he mentioned your name a few times because he said that he was going to fix one for you and you didn't stick around to eat it. George and Melvina, of course, were asking about you and your card playing. And I told them that next summer, if you come up, we'll try to get together a little often and play some blackjack. Well, Tim, I don't know. I've been using the old 5-horse. I haven't had the new Evinrude out. I took the gas can up here one day to fill it, and I just never took it down. In mentioning the fair to Bradley, I also wanted to tell you that I saw in a display from some of the 8th graders, I guess they call it middle school in Hayward, saw a dinosaur they'd made that looked like your platypus. Not sure who I'm speaking to with this portion of the transcription, but I thought I should tell you that it's just about 12 o'clock now. I'm back out on the little round table in the patio in front, and I'm looking at Mother's plate. She has a large glass of milk and a pear and a tomato and two slices of whole wheat bread with crisp bacon strips on. And I've got two slices of dark Jewish rye bread with Braunschweiger and sliced onions, and a little side of grandmother's new cucumber pickles and onion mixture, and a big glass of a bottle of Budweiser with a glass beside it. So it looks like we're going to have a pretty good lunch here with our Sunday noon news on the radio. Mother's still in the house, but I expect her out in just a moment. Maybe she'll say a few words too. Well, it didn't do any good. She came out and had lunch, but she said that she would prefer to talk a little later. And is in now, going to start the dishwasher. Wanted to tell somebody down there that has an interest in it that I just had a big walking stick come from nowhere, went on my shirt, and I flicked it off, and he is now across the patio and up the one of the front screens about a foot and a half, and he is a big one. He must be fully 6 inches long. I know that you are familiar with them and have seen them, but this is the first one I've seen up around here in quite a while. Not sure what our afternoon is going to bring. I getting to bed last night at 11:30 after the Viking game, rising again at 4:30 or 4:45, and I don't remember sleeping too much in the interim. I have an idea that I will probably be in taking a little nap this afternoon. That isn't usual for me, but I think that today might be the day to do it. The resort at this particular moment is absolutely empty. The last guests from number 2 just drove out. They were one-nighters only, Saturday night. Walt had his mother-in-law and father-in-law and sister-in-law in number one cottage last week. Belsati's were on number two, and that's the one that these people just checked out. Belsati's checked out Friday. They checked in Saturday and left this morning. And at number three, he had another group of people from Iowa. And in his own house, he had Diana's grandmother and grandfather. So, except for number two, we had an Iowa camp, certainly. But now Diana's working today. I noticed the truck had left quite early, evidently. It was gone when we came back here this morning before 9. And I suppose Walt has three cottages to clean. So, don't envy him that job, especially in this heat. I was rather surprised he took one day reservation, but I guess that's the way to go if you want to fill the place up or keep it full. In any event, I don't think we're going to have anybody in here unless we have drop-ins until probably later in the week. And those people that will embrace the week of or the Labor Day weekend will be in. I'm looking over here to the right at Grandmother's garden, and of course all the bib lettuce and romaine lettuce and beans have served their purpose. So she removed them all the other day, cultivated the area that they came out, and planted a lot of new onions. So except for the onions, some are up and some are going to come up, we hope, and the rack that holds the tomato plants, the little area is bare and certainly has all the harbingers of the fall that's going to come. You can see the fact that it is the last week of August, and it is a little disheartening. Summer comes, we wait so long for it, and then it goes so quickly. Even with our fairly quiet life up here as far as activity, and we do have a little company occasionally that does make the time go fast. So it won't be long now, and the partridge will be flying. Hope there's a few of them this year. And we'll be out gathering a few of those for the winter larder. Children, we're back in the house now at 7:30. We had a delicious dinner. Ruth, with her most favorite recipe for potato salad, and fried zucchini and breadcrumbs and oil, fresh tomatoes sliced. We had wieners, delicious wieners, and I had a bottle of beer and a cup of coffee. And all in all, it was just tremendous. Ruth made some pudding for dessert, which we never did get to. Butterscotch pudding, sort of a Jell-O butterscotch recipe. So before we go to bed tonight, we may have one of those. But we sat at the table from 6 until darn near 7:15. It was so darn hot that we really enjoyed the cool breezes that are coming in with some kind of a front that's pushing through here. We have tornado warnings all around us, but nothing has occurred here. The sky has become brilliantly blue, and then the winds come in and scud up a bunch of clouds, and the sun goes under, and then we come back to blue skies again. So I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen. I'm back at the desk now, and Ruth is in the kitchen working on some sewing. She has the television on out there, I hear. So I'm going to putz around here a little bit, maybe listen to some shortwave on radio, and I'll check in with you from time to time if anything really exciting turns up. Yeah. Best laid plans, of course, go to pieces. Instead of getting the old transoceanic out to listen to shortwave, I did enjoy, incidentally, last night, lots of transcriptions on ship-to-shore radio from the ships coming into Newfoundland and the entire East Coast, and then moderated or monitored through the Eastern Coast telephone lines. We heard all the boys and gals, the boys from the ships and the gals awaiting their arrival. Had a lot of fun. But tonight, instead of doing that, we finally came in from the picnic table, and Ruth started doing a little sewing, and I turned Kojak on, and you know how fond I am of that program. So for the past hour, I've been looking at that with one eye and fooling around here at the desk with some figures. And I thought I should mention, in the past 10 days, we've had quite a bit of company. Maybe Ruth has mentioned that Dugan and his wife were in for a little visit one day, and the next day Bill Baumgarten came in with his sister from Germany. Following day we had the Pazik family, the young people, two young gals and their husband in for a little visit. And then about a week ago, Ruth and I took a little time off, and we went to winter shopping and then went over to the Rustic Inn and had lunch together. It was quite an unusual situation for Ruth and I in the summer months to go out for lunch. I had my favorite corned beef, of course, with lots of Swiss cheese. Not a Reuben. I just had corned beef and Swiss cheese out of the broiler. So we have been quite busy. There's always something doing. The radio just reported in the kitchen, or the television in the kitchen reported to Ruth, I have mine off in here now, that we're expecting some violent weather. Tornado warnings are around for the counties surrounding us. And with that proximity, I'm sure we'll have some overlaps. Hope not, but I'm afraid we might. Well, it's a good thing old Danny isn't up here. Talking about Danny, I am just delighted that he's decided to go to BS. I'm getting back into this little tape again. I want to get it done before it becomes obsolete. After the last little conversation on Sunday, we mentioned the possibility of storms, and we went to bed Sunday night after having our dinner at the picnic table in the yard. We went to bed around 10:30, and the winds were high, and it was raining and lightning, and it was really a severe night. Then on Monday, the 25th of August, we woke up about 8 o'clock, didn't get up till 9:30, and I went out and split quite a bit of wood, and of course then I had to go down and bail the boats. And as long as I was down there, I took a garden fork or pitchfork along with me and cleaned up the beach a little bit. With the high winds and the storm last night or Sunday night, we had a lot of pieces of bog come in, and I pitched those out and raked up, and really felt that the place was in good condition when I left. And then I took the tractor and a shovel and a rake and went down the road to the blacktop and filled in all the holes that had been kicked up, the gravel taken out of during the summer and the rainy periods, and filled in with gravel off the shoulders and raked them over, so that when I came in around 3:30 or quarter to 4 on Monday afternoon, I was kind of pooped out. Walt from down below came up for a half an hour or so and had a little visit, and then Ruth cooked up some pork chops, and that was it. We had supper and went to bed. Tuesday the 26th was a pretty darn busy day. I started painting. First of all, I cleaned off the end wall of the garage, the south wall, all the old cobwebs and whatever on it. And then I started to paint, and I painted from about 10 o'clock in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon. And I could almost guarantee that I was kind of pooped out about then. I'd used a gallon of paint and painted that end of the building completely. And shortly after washing up the brushes and coming in and having supper, the Bowers and Joe Belisanti dropped in. We had a little visit and then decided to play cards, and we played cards until around 10:30, 11 o'clock. So Tuesday was an active day, as you can see, too. Wednesday, the 27th, I had promised to take Mother out for lunch. We try to do something every week, and about 2 weeks ago, we were over to Rustic Inn on Lake Winter for that good corned beef sandwich. So I promised I'd take her over there, so around 11 o'clock, shortly after mail time, we drove to Winter and bought quite a bunch of groceries. I had the cooler in the back of the car all iced up, so all our perishables we put in that. And then went down to Rustic Inn around 12:30, quarter of one, and had a good corned beef and Swiss cheese sandwich and potato chips and pickles. And Mother had a Bloody Mary and a gin and tonic. And I had three big steins of Pabst Blue Ribbon, ice cold and good heads right off the bar. Then we had promised Bowers that after having our lunch over there, we'd drive up and see them. So we went over to Bowers, and Joe and Ellie were there, of course, waiting for us, and the Bowers, and we played cards until 6. And then had a really good dinner. We had what Jim would call beef burgundy, I guess, although in this instance it was more of a meat pie. She used beef and burgundy and potatoes and carrots and mushrooms and a heck of a good salad. And she had made two fresh apple pies. And we had a lot of coffee. And after dinner, we played cards again until 9 o'clock, and that was our closing time. We played one hand of showdown after that. And then we took Joe and Nellie home, and we're back here in the house by 10 o'clock, so we could still hear the evening news and read the newspapers that we'd picked up from the morning mail and just brought in the house. So we had a pretty good day on Wednesday, too. Might mention we were very temperate on Wednesday also, aside from my beers at the Rustic Inn. I had a bottle of beer and one brandy in the long 8 or 9 hour stay at Bowers. And Ruth was especially good. She had one highball. So nobody got hurt. We had a lot of fun. And although we didn't make any money, I think I was down a couple of bucks, and Ruth was down about a buck and a half. We certainly had an interesting and busy day. Weather was beautiful yesterday, too. Bright sun, temperature around 78. A lot of high winds, but it felt good. The sun was warm enough to make the wind feel good, too. We stayed up quite late last night. After we came home here, we sat around, read the papers, and didn't get to bed till midnight. And this morning when I woke, it was raining to beat the man at 6 o'clock. Thunder and lightning. So I turned over, and neither one of us got up until around 9:30, I guess. And it was raining yet, and pouring, and thunder. Looked at the rain gauge. We had an inch in at 9 o'clock or 9:30. And I haven't checked this evening, but we must have had another inch during the day itself. Had a good breakfast, scrambled eggs, toast, jelly, coffee and orange juice. And as we were finishing our second cup of coffee, Carl Wirth came in, and we, with the prospect of his new business, he's opening up as an individual in a new office location on September 2nd, We gave him a listing on the A-frame for a year and reevaluated a little bit. We're close to $60,000 on it, and hope we can arrive at that figure. And at the same time, we had done some looking down below on the lots on the right-hand side from Bowers down, and selected five 200-foot areas in there and one 300-foot area, and put a price of $1,750 a front road foot in multiples of 200 feet or more, and he took a listing on that too, and I think that he has someone for showing it this week. The piece that Belsati and Son are interested in across from us, we didn't put in the listing. We're holding that out, and we'll probably eventually negotiate a sale for that without broker's fees. After Carl had finished making up his listings here, we had another cup of coffee with him, then drove over to his house to look at it. It's almost complete. They're going to carpet in the next few days, and then it'll be done. A real nice house. And after talking to him, I found out that he had give or take $38,500 into it, and would probably be close to $40,000 after landscaping. So he's delighted to be so close to completion, and we thought it was very well set up. Came back then, and Ruth has been working on, Melvin had given Ruthie about a half a bushel of apples, and Ruth worked all afternoon making applesauce. And I really didn't do too much. After breaking the rain around 3 o'clock, I went down and baled boats and did a little cleaning up in the garage and came in and watched TV with Merv Griffin. And then we had dinner at a little later this evening than usual, around 6:30. And the dishes are in the dishwasher now. There's quite a few pots and pans out there from the applesauce making this afternoon, and Ruth is getting into the last of that now. It's cooked down, so she's going to put it in containers, and I'll take it out and put it in the outside freezer. It is wet out. The rain, I believe, has stopped almost completely now. It might be a little drizzle, but the ground is saturated. I haven't cut the grass in 8 days. And I'm sure that if we get a break in the weather in the next 2 or 3 days, I'm going to be out there cutting too. I have quite a situation here in the Floyds. They have a muskie contest that will start tomorrow, as I probably mentioned earlier in this transcription. So many days have elapsed, I've kind of forgotten. And the country is expecting a lot of muskie fishermen in the next couple of days. The contest will start, actually it starts tomorrow morning, and will continue until I think it's Sunday evening. I hear a car driving in now, or something coming in now, and I'm leaning over the recorder seeing what in the dickens it is, and it's the truck from down below just driving in. Ruthie, who's in that truck now? Do you want to take a look and see? We've had a couple of customers in down there, and no one's been home, so we're kind of curious as to what's going on. Who's in the truck, can you see? Is that Walter or Diana getting out of the driver's side? Can't you tell from there? She's been working days, as I mentioned before, and he's working nights at the same place as a bartender. So he drives over at 4:30 or 5 o'clock and goes to work, and she takes the truck and comes home, and then I suppose that she'll have to pick him up tonight or at night. I don't know how he gets home. This little interim in the tape here, I've discovered in going through the tape that I have repeated quite a bit of the affair from a week ago. So if you'll bear with me and kind of forget it, you can pick up the thread of the conversation after we get back to the actuality of September 3rd. I find it I'm now interjecting some thoughts prior to mailing this little tape. Today is September 10th, and after you hear the other side of the tape, you'll find that this is in sequence. This is September 10th, and the last part of the tape on the other side was taped last night, September 9th. We have had a rainy, overcast day all day, and aside from washing cars and going down and bailing boats and mushroom hunting, that's been about it. Mother has put some beets up, and that's about all. Gee, can't work in the yard, it's too wet. And I bail the boats, although it's a useless affair because it's going to fill up again shortly. And the mushrooms seem to be popping out all over. Not our brand as yet, but every other type. So I am spending a little time poking in the woods for those. And I also have a shotgun on the tractor with me, hoping that I might get an early bird. So I didn't think last night when we closed off that I'd have a chance to put in anything from today, but finding the spot in the early part of the tape that needed some erasure and allowed me to have a few inches of magnetic here to put this on. Goodbye again.